Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Wednesday the 24th. I can't believe, Storm, we said this on the air. Yeah. As of Saturday, it'll be 1 week until the 4th of July Independence Day celebrations.
I know. It's just going so quickly. And that's another month, I understand. That's a different month than this month, right?
That means half of this horrible, horrible year is going to be over.
Oh, man. And it ain't over yet, buddy.
No, yeah. It's not. And kind of sad what we learned on the show today is we're saying goodbye to an old friend. Remember the Segway?
Yeah, the Segway scooter, the one you got on, it's like a little hoverboard almost. Yeah. There's two big wheels and a big yoke that comes up, and you push it forward and go forward and push it back, and it comes back.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw it was in San Francisco. The police were using it to go up and down those hills in San Francisco. I thought, that is the future. That is really cool right there.
Well, you'd even brought up that Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, said it was ingenious. And
Jeff Bezos thought it was the best invention in a century or something like that. And so this is 2001. And now they just filed, not for bankruptcy, but the Chinese company that bought Segway is not going to make them anymore.
Yeah, they said Ninebot is the company that bought Segway back in 2015. They announced the ending of the production next month. They say that the Segway sales accounts for less than 1.5% of their revenue. So it makes sense on their end to get rid of it. But it is kind of sad to say that something that we thought was a pretty cool thing and a game changer for urban transportation really kind of fizzled out.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Jobs actually said it's as big an invention as the PC.
Wow.
The personal computer.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know,
that's why I don't invest in stuff like that, because I don't know.
Well, one thing he did get right was the iPhone, because I do remember the engineers made he wanted a phone, and they were like, you'll never make it, but they made the MP3 player, the iPod. And they're like, eh? Yeah. Eh? What do you think? Steve Jobs is like, no, I want a phone. And he held off, and lo and behold, he created anyways, you know the story.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here.
Sleeping naked during a heat wave during coronavirus. What do we do? Is sleeping nude cooler, or do we put jammies on?
Yeah, you would tend to think that if in a hot heat wave, sleeping in the nude would be cooler. Mm-hmm. But believe it or not, they say wearing cotton pajamas actually makes it cooler, mainly because the fabric of the pajama will wipe away the moisture from your body.
Yeah,
so
it wicks it away, yeah. I guess the sweat actually pools on your body while you're sleeping, which isn't a very nice thing to think about, but that's what happens.
No, that sound when you pull the sheet off or other things.
Squeegee, please.
Yes. They say in a heat wave, you should actually be sleeping with some sort of pajamas on, like cotton, not a synthetic, right, but something breathable like cotton.
Except for babies. It doesn't apply to babies. They will be cooler if they sleep in just a diaper during hot weather. So
yes.
That's the difference right there. I like this next one right here because this involves me a little bit. IRS has actually unloosened some of the 401k withdrawal rules due to the coronavirus. It used to be that you had to have a catastrophic event, a birth, a death, laid off from your job, stuff like that. But now the other hardships have been added, and now eligible if you've had your pay reduced. That's us.
Well,
have a job offer rescinded, even have your job start delayed. All of these, they've loosened the rules so you can borrow against your 401k without that 10% penalty.
Yeah, and actually, this is the second relaxation of the rules. The first one was when COVID-19 hit, and that allowed you that if you you couldn't work because you were quarantined, or you were furloughed, or you were laid off, or you would
even lack of child care was
one of them. Even lack of child care, you could actually dip into your 401k. This relaxes it even further so that, like you said, Storm, if your pay has been reduced or you've not been able to start a new job because of COVID-19, you've been hired but your start date's been pushed back. And that's good information because that allows you to withdraw up to $100,000 from your retirement account without that 10% early with penalty. But
you got to pay it back.
Probably good to speak to a financial advisor because you have 3 years to pay all that money back.
Is there interest on that, too? I'm sure there is, right?
It's our own money. I don't know how they can have that, but who's to say what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, what I found with these old relief packages in, you know, like the tax reforms and everything, it sounds good on paper. And then when it hits through, like, wait a minute, that's not fair.
Yeah, there's several cutouts or there's always this.
Yeah.
Everybody except you.
Everyone but me. Yeah, what the heck's going on? You do need to pay that money back within the 3 years or you will be taxed on it. And I can tell you from experience, it is a bad, bad thing, especially when you file your taxes.
No question about it. So you got now till September 22nd to do something about the maybe to get some money out of your 401k if you got to have it.
If you got to have it here. And, you know, with us being so close to, we're in the dog days of summer, super, super hot. I really do miss hanging out with my friends. We would always, we used to have Taco Tuesdays. Or we would gather and have dinner together and kind of just, relax and have some fun. Well, we don't have those anymore.
Yeah, you've got that great new house with a beautiful backyard. You know, it's just it would be party central right now for COVID.
Yeah.
For the Rona, you know?
And really, especially now with all the spikes that are happening, not only in Florida, but in other states as well, it's really kind of, can we even associate with people? And here's kind of the rule of thumb. We're getting caught up to the fact that we forgot about the basics of preventive, stopping a communicable disease, and which is keeping 6 feet apart from people. If you, the mask, do wear it. Come on. Get over the fact you look silly. I thought I looked silly too. I'm over it.
I'm rocking it now. I look good.
And thirdly, which is the one thing we keep forgetting, the continuous washing of your hands.
Wash your hands. Yeah. It costs you nothing to wash your hands.
Now, they do say, that being outdoors, maybe you feel more relaxed where you don't have to wear the mask. They still say that, the moisture from your exhaled breath still carries outside. Mm-hmm. And that's why you still should wear a mask as much as possible. And
there's people that are carriers that are not showing symptoms. They don't know it, but they're still spreading it. And if you wear the mask, you cut down. I don't know what percentage it is, but it's a lot better than not wearing the mask.
So, it is possible to kind of socialize with the summer, but again, it's kind of where you want to let your guard down and be tired of this and just, can we just get over this? I want to get over it, and I think everybody on planet Earth does, but if you ever look at the historical pandemics of any sort of a communicable disease, it's 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Plain and simple.
And they've never, a vaccine has never been invented in less than 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they're going to try to make this a moonshot, as they call it, but we're still not there yet.
Well, maybe we should do what Richard Simmons did and just fall off the planet.
I can't believe it. This morning we were going over what we're going to talk about on the show. You told me about the Richard Simmons action figure, and I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking, why? I thought he dropped off the planet a while ago, but I'll never forget the way he made David Letterman so uncomfortable when he was on his show.
he's let's put it this way, he's a lot to take in.
He's over the top persona,
He is, and that's why I think people love him, and that's why he had such success with his Sweat Into the Oldies, because who's the perfect personal trainer to instruct to motivate you?
Yeah, and he wasn't in that great a shape. It's like you don't feel guilty. He was a little pudgy too, but he was doing the work.
He was doing the work, and he made a pretty big empire with his Sweat Into the Oldie empire, and I can only imagine, much like how the Eagles said that they never tour and hell froze over and they toured.
That's right, hell freezes over tour.
It's kind of like with us, their 401k sucks too, so I need some cash. I'm going to put out a doll of myself. If you want one, the 8-inch toy features Simmons and all his Sweat Into the Oldie's glory. He comes with real fabric shorts, tank top, as well as two interchangeable heads.
What are the heads now?
One of them smiling and one having his one of his throes of motivational ecstasy. It's basically his mouth open and he's grunting.
Did you just say throes of motivational ecstasy?
He did.
My mind's wandering. Does Barbie know that he's around?
You can also look for more Richard Simmons stuff hitting your store shelves, including accessories, food and beverage items, apparel.
Really?
And a whole, yeah, he's the whole Richard Simmons line.
Wow, why not? He's reinventing himself. But I thought he like fell off the planet. There was a podcast in 2017 called Missing Richard Simmons that tried to figure out why he had exited himself from all these appearances.
There's been a lot of rumors about him about having, you know, just being super sick. But he says that he's just laying low. And, you know, who blames him? Sometimes you want to be left alone. By the way, if you look.
Pee Wee Herman.
So if you want to look for the Richard Simmons doll, look for it starting in September. All the other goods coming up before Christmas of 2020.
Okay.
And then finally, we learned today for children's Dimetapp and Robitussin have been recalled, not because of anything with the medication inside the bottle. It has to do with the dosing cup that comes with the bottle.
Yeah, the graduation lines are missing. The 5 millimeter and 10 millimeter graduation lines. So it's a 20 millimeter cup, and if you fill it up all the way, you could be overdosing your child with this cough and cold medicine.
Yeah, the ones that have been
that's all over the counter stuff.
Yeah, it's all over the counter, and the recalls include two, which is Children's Robitussin Honey Cough and Chest Congestion DM, and then Children's Dimetapp Cold and Cough. You can take those back to your place of purchase. If you purchased them between February 5th and June 3rd, you can take them back for a full refund. Or maybe just look for the cup from the previous bottle that maybe has the 5 milliliter and 10 milliliter graduation line on there. So, there's our show for today. Join us live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.